Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Shabbos 150, talking about the idea of calculations. The Gemara talks about how Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, calculations of what is it to you, and what of it may be calculated on the Shabbos. These are the ideas of advice or deliberation. It also might be a contraction of the idea of malach, what is it to you? Either way, it is used here to signify matters the notes are saying that are of no practical consequence to the speaker. Like he says, one who wants to build a house would have to spend this amount of money, Rashi points out. Rabbeinu Chananel and Aruch interpret the word malach as guests. One may calculate the number of guests he will have on the Shabbos. Friday he does not read from a list. What of it denotes matters that affected the speaker at one time but no longer concern him. Like, I spent this much money on this building, as pointed out by Rashi. And the notes also point out, although idle chatter which does not involve one's current finances permitted should be kept to a minimum, pointed out by Tosfos, Shulchan Aruch, and Mishnah Brura. The Gemara further says that it was also taught in a Braisa that calculations of things that happened or will happen may not be calculated on the Shabbos. These are the ideas the notes point out. One may not mention the costs of a past or future undertaking. This ruling seems to contradict Shmuel's permit to make calculations of what of it, calculations that involve past projects. Moreover, the Braisa itself proceeds to state that calculations of ma bekach, what of it, are permitted. The Gemara below deals with this problem. And what of it may be calculated on the Shabbos. So the idea here is of calculations. Very often, as it happens with human nature, we think about and we worry and we're anxious about the future. We worry about what the future is going to hold or what the future is going to look like. But we're not supposed to do that in general. Definitely not on the Shabbos when we're supposed to be involved in menucha, happiness, and joy. And the idea of the past, where we're sad for the past, we're worried about the past, and we feel bad about the past, also shouldn't be done, as we should focus on the present. We should focus on what is happening in our life at the moment. If we think about what could have been, and we think about what will be, we'll tend to lose sight of what currently is. We think about the past, we focus on the past, we dwell on the past too much, mistakes, averos, and the like, or we worry about the future, what will happen, what will we do, how will we confront X, Y, or Z. Also, nothing benefits from that. We got to focus on what the here and now is. Focus on the moment, enjoy the moment, dwell in the moment. That's why the idea, this calculation shouldn't be done on Shabbos. Don't worry about how much this is going to cost. Don't worry about how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to pay this debt off on the credit card or whatnot? How am I going to take care of this bill and that bill? How am I going to take care of this and that? Don't worry about that. Focus on what's happening right here, right now. You're going to have guests for Shabbos. Okay, let's figure out how much portion size. I could try to guesstimate in my mind how much food they're going to need. I could try to guess in my mind how much they're going to entail, how much it's going to entail. But don't worry about all those other things. It's not beneficial to the Shabbos. It will not enhance your Shabbos. It will only detract from your Shabbos. Focus on the present. Think about the present. Don't worry about the past or whatnot. They say that the Gemara says, and there's a famous song, put down your hammer, all your work is done. Don't worry about that pile of papers in your office. It'll get done eventually. Focus on now. Even if you have a ton of papers leaving at your desk, you should feel as though Shabbos came and all your work is done. Very famous phrase. So get that. Just as the Gemara talks about calculations and certain types are not permitted on the Shabbos, so too in our lives, focus on the current calculation of the present, living in the present as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 151 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.